WI.com.
Well, hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8. I'm honored to have Luann Bird with us tonight. She is sharing her life journey on her way to the road, from my point of view, to hopefully victory for the Wisconsin Assembly spot for the 84th district of this great state of Wisconsin. Luann has shared a background, and so you got back to Hales Corners in about 2012, right?
I did. When we move, it's always a little difficult to find housing. So we rented for a year, and then we landed in a house here that was built for a child in a wheelchair, and it works perfect for us. So yeah, 10 years ago, we moved here though, because my kids had moved back to, my daughter had gotten married while we were in Alabama, and she was ready to start a family. And my husband is quite inspiring to be around. He's very good with kids. Not only that, he does a lot of things. And we both wanted to be close to our kids. So we're in Hales Corners there in Wauwatosa, and Ryan's born, he's 10 now. And we decided that, well, I guess I suggested that I not go back to work, and that I stay home and take better care of my husband now. He's getting a little older and might need a little more help. And then he agreed. He thought, well, we'll give it a try, he says. Well, a couple months later, he's got this baby on his lap and he's wheeling around the house, and he says, we're keeping him, aren't we? So the best 10 years of my life were the last 10. We took care of Ryan and then his two little siblings. And we've had more darn fun with those kids. So yeah, I did that. We got back here. And when I first got back here, there was an opening on the school board, and I knew the superintendent from working at the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. So I went in to talk to him about a community engagement project that I had done in Alabama that helped link communities, people in the community, take them through a set of questions talking about, if this is the kind of community you want, what kind of schools do you need to get the kind of community you want? And what are you willing to do to get those schools? So it was a powerful project. And he had a goal on his board. One of his board strategic goals was community engagement. So I was going in to talk to him about that. He says, Lou, this is the deadline. No one's running for school board. And I said, Lou, I'm going shopping. That's not on my radar, you know? And he says, well, I said, I can't even get 200 signatures in that short of time. He goes, you don't need signatures. You just get a notary public. So by the end of the day, I was on the school board again. And again, though, it took a couple of years when I noticed that there were a lot of ADA violations. And to make a long story short, I ended up, because I was board president, eventually they asked me to chair, and I did. And then I could put it on the agenda that we needed to get another assessment done of all the schools. And there's four of them in here. And we found all kinds of little violations. Well, the first, and then we also had maintenance issues. Every school district, since they put those caps on the budget, runs to that point where they have to go out to the community to raise money to do some big maintenance projects. And that's where the board was at. And so we had failed the first referendum. We're now into the second referendum, and we had this assessment done. We took a survey out in the community that asked them, what did they think was important? What did they value? And ADA was at the top. It was right up there with STEM programs and a few other things. So the board at that, then my husband had a stroke in 2017. And this was, by the way, my second term. The second time I ran, no one ran either. So I was reelected. And then I was in the middle of that term when my husband had a stroke, and we were now planning for the second referendum. And it was really cool, because I had to step down from the board, but I got a call the night they decided what was going on the referendum. I got a call from one of the board members, and she said, Lou, I suggested we put all the ADA stuff on the referendum, and the board agreed. So they did, and they went out to the community and they passed that referendum, and all these schools at Whitnall are wheelchair accessible as well. So I got involved in education when I got back here. I was also asked, while I was on the school board, I thought this community engagement thing was still important. So I ended up bringing together Greendale School Board, Greenfield School Board, and Hales Corners. We brought together the mayor from Green, field and the village administrator in Greendale, and we had, and then as much of Hales Corners leadership as we could. And we had meetings every month to figure out how we could coordinate and collaborate and improve our schools. So I did that for a while. And then when Phil had his stroke, I had to step down from all of that and take care of him. And then I got, you know, he was getting better, and I got a call from the library director that they needed someone to chair the Friends of the Library Board. So things were a little more stable in our household, and I agreed to do that. And again, I found out there were some ADA issues there. Sometimes you have to be patient. I'm not going to get into all those details because I'd rather get into talking about the campaign. But so I worked on, I'm still working on ADA issues wherever I go. And then the other thing that's really cool, when we moved here, they needed a Fisher House to be built at the VA. My husband, you know, was in Vietnam. And I had actually stayed in a Fisher House. It's like a Ronald McDonald that they have for children's. I'd actually stayed in one when he was in a pain clinic in Tampa. And it was just fabulous. So we got involved in that as well. We form a team every year to run in the Brewer 5K sausage run and Birds for Fisher House. The family all comes down, and every year we do that. So I was very happy that we were a part of that, just a small part of getting the Fisher House built at the VA. So then you spin forward, and I'm just happy in retirement. All three boys are going to be in school full time next year. So Grandma and Grandpa daycare was going to be closing. And I get a call from the Democratic Party at the end of May that they needed a candidate to run in this district, and that the district was now, first of all, it's an open seat. They redrew the lines. They put me in with this district, Hales Corners, and it was a purple. And not only that, they needed to win the seat in order to protect the governor's veto power. And it also would play well to have a strong Democratic candidate to hopefully defeat Ron Johnson in the fall as well. So it didn't take me long. I mean, I was ready. My husband and I thought about it, and we said yes. We just said yes. I'm definitely ready for this kind of a challenge. And we're tired. Phil and I are tired, as are all of you, of the lack of civility and the whole political process and the way it's going. So I couldn't have got anything done that I have done in my lifetime without that. I had been civil. I had been patient. I'd also been very persistent. And sometimes, you know, a little bit like, you know, you've got to fix this. It's not right. And so that's how I've done it. And that's why I'm so excited to run, to knock on doors, talk to voters, and flip this seat. So that we can, the 84th people in the 84th can have civility, and then we can do more, get more done on the problems we all care about. So
let me just, this is your show, but you do have an opponent who actually ran recently for mayor in my city and was crushed here in Milwaukee, Mr. Bob Donovan, who is, it sounds like he's relatively new to the district and new to the area, because he's certainly a lifetime politician here in Milwaukee. So what is your message to your voters and listeners here? Well, what do you see the key issues are?
Well, you sort of hit on it. First of all, he's not lived in this district. He does not know this district. He's from Milwaukee. He knows that area. He is running, it looks like, because he might want another job, you know, like you said, more of a career politician. And we've got real problems to solve. And here's what I say to my voters. Okay, crime, I hear a lot about that. We need to do something about crime. We need to do something about environment. I hear about that, and education. And there's a lot of issues that people care about. Restoring women's rights, especially, you know, right now the government is forcing a woman, even if she's raped or incest, to have a baby. It's government forced in Wisconsin. There's so many issues that I'm hearing about at the doors that I as well have concerns about. And voting rights, you know, the trying to suppress the vote and actually attacking the democratic processes, because on a false narrative that an election was stolen. So those are all the issues. Now, I ask this, what has Bob Donovan done? If he served all that time on that city council and crime is actually going up and he's running on a law and order platform, I got to ask, well, what exactly did he do to get that done? And you contrast that with my long history of being able to focus on the issues and bring people together to get things done. I think that's what the voters in this district have a choice about. They can either choose civility and action, or they can, you know, choose like a more traditional guy who's just going to be out there, you know, with the talking points.
So you told me a sort of an interesting story about things that seem to be sort of unique to your campaign, at least from what I've heard. There's the Penzi Spices story. What is that about?
Well, so I jumped into this campaign because I want more civility, and I was very happy with the direction with you know, the attacks on voting rights and things. And then we had that weekend when Roe v. Wade was overturned, and when, you know, environment, separation of church and state, there were like four Supreme Court decisions that came down that were so heartbreaking to me. And I was actually going to do dishes one night, which don't get done very often anymore. And I pull out my little apron, and it's got Penzi's little stickers and buttons. And he's got a very cool list that it's very progressive. And he's been, you know, he's got a voice out there, and he's got great spices. So anyway, I called him up. I sent him an email, took a picture of myself with my little apron on. And I said, oh, Bill, you know, I just don't like the direction things are going in. So I'm running. And if you would like to help me out on my campaign, give me a call. Well, 2 hours later, he calls me and he says, I'm so impressed with your story. He said, and we need more people to run. We do. So I'm going to put out an email to my list. And then I would like some follow up, you know, on the numbers. Okay, how we're doing. I said, okay. So then on Sunday, this was July 4th weekend, on Sunday, he puts out an email in the morning, and all of a sudden, ping, 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 there's all these donations coming in. And it kept going all day and from all over the country. And the average donation was just right around $20. And so by the end of the first day, we were over $5,000 already. And he plugs it again on the 4th, and then ping, ping, ping all day. I mean, those donations kept coming in all day. The cooks care. That's it, the cooks. And by the end of the second day, it was over $8,000. And he puts one more plug out the next day and says, I know we can reach 10. And we did. So 480 donors, $20 or less. The cooks came through. And that's the, and by the way, that jump started my campaign, because I got into at the end of May. I had maybe 5 days to get all my signatures in. And then we, you know, had to get it organized. And so then I all of a sudden had $10,000 in the bank, you know, and in addition to other, you know, donations that came in right away from friends and family and things like that. So that was fabulous. I can't thank those cooks enough. And if you are if you're not on Penzi's list, get on it and make sure you buy his spices. It was great. It was just a wonderful start to the campaign.
So we're coming up on a break here in a minute, but I want you to tell our listeners, your voters, why Luann Bird and not Bob Donovan?
If you want to get something done, if you want more civility in the process, I'm the best choice that you have, not to mention the wide variety of experiences I have and overcoming challenges. And I care. Most people just want someone who they think really cares.
Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here with Luann Bird. We will be back on the other side of our last break tonight to hear about the plans to the finish line on November 8th.